You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know, it's kind of funny. My sister went on a vacation to Costa Rica. Lived there for almost 2 months. Absolutely beautiful country, Lee. Many Americans vacation there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of interest in Uganda, generally, for a vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
But Costa Rica is a vacation destination. So, you know, if I were Abrigo Garcia, Kilmore Abrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, I'm glad to see her face isn't swollen this morning. She has complained to police on multiple occasions that he beat her, and she was intimidated, she said, by his family and withdrew it. So, you know, great people, kind of people we need here in America, because there's just not enough wife beaters here in America. So he's got the choice. Right now, they are protesting outside the ICE facility. They want to keep Kilmore, or as I call him, Kilmore Garcia, here in America, and the left is really mad about this. What Americans probably don't realize, Lee, is, again, this guy has a deportation order from a judge. He's got a deportation. So he's done. Like, there's no further for him to go. There's no, hey, we're just going to keep him. And the Democrats are out there arguing this morning, fighting for this guy, which to me is just incredible. That they have now, I mean, they've come out on the national stage. They're not just for, as I thought they would be in the Trump era, keeping peaceful illegal immigrants who've just come here to work, love their children, want a better life. Like, there's a part of me that really gets that, and I don't blame them. I would do the same. I blame our politicians. But when you're advocating for criminals, people with charges, people who say, because of my MS-13 affiliation, I can't go back to my home country of El Salvador because rival gangs will try to kill me. You admit you're MS-13. And by the way, Lee, this hasn't gotten as much attention as it should be. His argument for why he can't go back to El Salvador is the rival gangs think he murdered one of their mothers. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
So let me get straight. You're saying it's too dangerous, human rights, for you to go back to El Salvador because you might be killed because you're MS-13 and because the rival gang thinks for some reason you killed one of their mothers? Did you? That, if I was a reporter with a microphone, that is the first question I would ask him. Did you kill them? Did you kill him? Did you kill her? Did you kill the mother? Are they confused? Are they mistaken? No. Is there anything you could do to settle this up? Maybe, you know, as you explain to him, I really didn't kill her. Then we could just send you back to El Salvador.
So you're saying you're not a gang member, but the reason that you don't want to be sent out of the country is because you are fearful of another gang retaliating against your membership in a gang.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is who the Democrats are choosing for their stand. This is it. Now, here are the options facing him right now. This is as Fox News is covering this live, and they're having a big protest outside the ICE facility.
We start with a Fox News alert. Right now, Kilmer Abrego-Garcia joining supporters, as you can see, outside of the Baltimore ICE office as he faces possible deportation to Uganda after rejecting a plea deal last week.
So Doug Luzader joins us now with the latest. Doug.
Hey, good morning. A Costa Rica or Uganda, that appears to perhaps still be the choice now for Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. Let's take a live look back at that ICE office in Baltimore. It's where Abrego-Garcia, who is an illegal immigrant, had been told to report this morning, and he did show up. You see him there with supporters, with protesters. And here's the decision that he faces, because we think he can still make this decision now. If he pleads guilty to human smuggling charges, he'll be sent to Costa Rica. If he doesn't, it may be Uganda.
Uganda's on the table. We'll see. I mean, you know, we DOJ's, you know, our immigration attorneys and the judges, they're all in negotiations, and we'll see what happens. But Uganda's on the table. We have an agreement with them. It's on the table, absolutely.
On the table. Abrego Garcia's attorney told NPR, I expect that ICE will take him into detention because, well, pretty much that's what they do. They have said they're going to try to deport him. Now, critics of the president's illegal immigration crackdown.
Yeah, so they're complaining about this. You know what I want to know this morning? This is what I would ask the Democrat leadership, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to keep a known self-admitted MS-13 gang member who is facing human smuggling charges in this country. Okay. What is your line? Where's your line? Like, what is too much crime by these illegals? No, we just got to deport this one.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it sexual assault? Doesn't seem to be. In the city of Boston, Mayor Wu keeps letting child sex offenders go. We caught four of them last week in an internationally wanted weapons trafficker who's wanted in his own country by Interpol. They're searching for him, but we let him go so he could wander the streets of Boston. So, like, where is the line? Is it little human trafficking at a felony level's okay? You can bring in the illegals. But, you know, international weapons trafficking, that's too much.
You know, I'll bet if they made a donation to the Republican Party or voted in a Republican primary, that would probably turn them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's worse than child sex abuse.
Yes. To them, yes.
To them, yes, to them. That is an attract. That means you're a Nazi. So then we have to get rid of you quickly. And if you're law-abiding on top of it, that's an additional problem, apparently, for the left.
Yeah.
Speaking of law-abiding... We're headed for a real problem in this country because there are people who get their news entirely from liberal sources and they are so weaponized with ignorance right now, they are dangerous. They were told all weekend from the New York Times to CNN, Lee, that John Bolton did nothing. Trump just raided his home because he doesn't like him.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we figured. Yeah.
You know how dangerous that is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a lot of these people, I mean, you're talking about like top line number, 50% admit to being mentally ill already. We had that poll last week. It's 50% of liberal women, 43% of Democrats overall say, yes, we have a mental illness diagnosis. They're not doing well already, all right? And you pump this news into them that Trump is now rounding up an enemies list?
Well, the media, Fox News or News Nation or somebody needs to come up with the video and the audio of all of these Democrats now that are decrying this action of the Trump DOJ against John Bolton and have the video or audio of them when they were decrying John Bolton and his involvement in the Trump administration in the previous administration and the types of policies that he was after, because Democrats hated John Bolton, hated him.
And then, you know what else they need to play? Democrats saying over and over again in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax era, we have to let it play out. No mm-hmm. one is above the law,
yep.
right?
Right.
Don't we have
yep.
to do that just
Absolutely.
To see how it ends,
yeah.
but to find out?
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance said that over the weekend to Kristen Welker, who's looking at him like he's crazy. I'm like, that's what we heard. For all those years.
I suspect that if the media and the American people let this case actually unfold, if they let the investigation unfold as it's currently doing, they're going to find out that what we're doing is being very deliberate and being very driven by the national interest and by the law here. And that's as it should be.
Okay. So what left-wing viewers of left-wing media do not know is that there was a separate criminal investigation mm-hmm. by the FBI into John Bolton for emailing highly sensitive classified materials through a private server.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
There's something going on with this. Matt Taibbi was talking about this over the weekend, the reporter, and he was like, look, during that era, we had classified data was showing up everywhere. It was in the news. Every day it was driving the news. Someone was leaking it. Well, that's who they're going after, the people illegally leaking classified news. So there was a criminal investigation into Bolton for that, and the Biden DOJ quietly shut it down. Not because they resolved it and he didn't do anything wrong, but because he did do something wrong.
Well,
and
probably,
they made sure it went away.
Probably it implicated some other Democrats, too.
Yeah, I suspect that that's the case. This is from the New York Post. They broke this over the weekend. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton should face criminal charges over his alleged emailing of highly sensitive classified materials through a private server. High-ranking FBI officials told the New York Post on Saturday, as those officials from the FBI questioned why the Biden administration shelved the case in the first place. Federal agents raided Bolton's Maryland home in search of evidence in their case investigating the Trump critics' alleged theft of highly sensitive national security documents. Okay, he can only view these in a SCIF.
Right.
You don't get to put them on a thumb drive like Hillary did and walk around with them. You don't get to load them onto your unsecure server so the Chinese can access them and then pay you off by making a donation to the Clinton Foundation. You don't get to do any of those things. And yet they all seem to think if they were deep state, they could. They could just go walking around with classified data, steal it. And Lee, if you have it with you, you take it with you. Whether you do it electronically, you're just forwarding it over email. That is stealing classified data.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take it. And the other question you have is, how did you get it? You're only supposed to view it in a SCIF. They have handlers for that. Who is giving them this classified data that they're then going walking around with? And the next thing, this is what the left doesn't know, okay? This is really important from last week. See, if you missed last week's news, and they did because it was blacked out, you are so lost right now. Half America is lost right now. We found out last week, James Comey illegally leaked classified data. Those are felonies every time you do it. He even had a handler to pass it on to the media. Well, what happened to that case? He was under criminal investigation. They killed it. What about Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI? He did the same thing. He was under investigation. They killed it. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She was under investigation. They killed the investigation. These were actual honest FBI agents investigating this stuff. Adam Schiff. We're being told he's being pursued by Trump for vengeance. No, we actually have FBI documentation from a whistleblower who went to them and said, listen, I'm a Democrat, and he is sitting around planning to leak classified information. And when I pointed out that's illegal, he said, that's fine, we'll get away with it, and did it anyway. See, without that background information, nothing Trump's doing right now or his DOJ makes any sense to you. You think he's just going full dictator. And that's a really dangerous situation for this country. For people to be so misinformed. I'm afraid it's going to get violent. That if people just had facts, it might not get violent. But the media doesn't want you to have facts. That's why they raided Bolton's home, y'all. But the real reason they raided Bolton's home, aside from the fact that he was already legitimately under criminal investigation, I'll have in the next segment. Coming up. I'll tell you where this is going. Next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You are a liberal. You have no idea. Some lunatic, illegal immigrant, can't speak English, driving a semi, essentially murdered three people in Florida. You have no idea it happened. You haven't seen the video because it was blacked out by ABC, CBS, and NBC. It's how devastating that is to Democrats. That's what that's an admission of. What's really getting to people about this particular... People didn't get this worked up when 12-year-old girls were raped and murdered by illegal immigrant gang members. So why they worked up about this is because they've seen the video. Here's the Florida sheriff talking about the cold, dead fish eyes of Harjinder Singh, illegal immigrant, truck murderer, basically. He didn't care. And that video said everything. We've got the, the cab cam of him driving. I keep in mind, these people are essentially decapitated right in front of him. And then we've got the impressions of those at the scene where he didn't try to render aid, didn't try to help anyone, didn't seem to care.
He did make an illegal U-turn, had absolutely no remorse. You watch that video and you watch that minivan crash into the back of that trailer. I mean, it almost seemed like it was on purpose, to be honest with you. Nobody in their right mind could think they can make a U-turn like that without causing some sort of crash. Not only did he not show any remorse, he didn't even try to render aid. Didn't even try to get out of the truck to go see if anybody's okay.
And yet, folks, a GoFundMe petition is now circulating, demanding that he be set free. I'm wondering, it's not even clear. Do they want him to get back in the truck? Is that their plan? Because they say he's just working really hard to support his family. He's just trying really hard. And we should just forget the dead bodies because they were probably Republican voters anyway. It's Florida. And just go about our lives. You can tell this is coming from the Democrats because of two reasons. 1.7 million people have signed it. And the videos that were attached all use, or many of them, I should say, use the same script. Let me show you what I'm talking about. These are the people demanding, yeah, it's no big deal. It's only three dead bodies. It's Florida. We don't care about that state anyway. Yeah, just set him free.
I'm in the support of Harjinder Singh. I know it was an accident. He made a terrible mistake. Not a deliberate choice to harm anyone. He was working hard to support his family, like so many of us. And one wrong decision changed everything. A 45-year prison sentence is not justice.
It's not fair. I support Harjinder Singh. It was an accident. He made a terrible mistake.
It was an accident. He made a terrible mistake.
It was an accident. He made a terrible mistake. Not a deliberate choice to harm anyone.
It was an accident. He made a terrible mistake. Not a deliberate choice to harm anyone. He was working hard to support his family, like so many of us.
It was an accident. He was working hard to support his family.
Yeah, set him free. Like, I mean, you know, he's probably going to learn from this. I mean, it's only three dead people, and he probably won't do that U-turn again. And the Trump administration's like, no, he's definitely not doing that U-turn again. We're not letting him go. You know what it says to everything, folks? Where he fled. See, it took the Reconstructionists, the people working that scene, which was a mess, about 24 hours to process who he was. The fact he shouldn't have had a commercial driver's license, much less an ability to drive. By the way, that was given to him by Joe Biden. They gave him a work permit. You can't just give illegal immigrants work permits, but the Biden administration was doing it, even though it's illegal. That's how he ended up driving. It's entirely on the Democrats. What does Singh know to do? He knows he's in trouble. He's seen the headless people he just decapitated. He knows he's in flair. He didn't even speak English, and he knows what to do. Fly back into the loving arms of Gavin Newsom in California. Go hide in a sanctuary city where the Democrats will protect you. Again, dude doesn't even speak English, and he knows to do that. Gets on a plane with his brother and flies to California, hoping that will protect him. But in California, they round him up. No, we had to send the U.S. Marshals to get him. By the way, Gavin Newsom lied about that over the weekend. Said, oh, we caught him. We want to stop somebody who's killed someone. No, you didn't. The U.S. Marshals caught him. You didn't catch anything. The guy just lies. He's like almost psychopathic. It's really weird. But anyway, that's what he tweeted, and he was lying about it. But it tells you everything. They know what to do when they're in trouble. They run into the loving arms of the Democrats and ask for protection. And then the Democrats launch petitions like this. Just let him go? Just let him walk around? He probably won't do it again? Yeah, that's the Democrat way. It's incredible. But he's not going to be like a... He's not. And I guarantee you this morning, there are a lot of illegal immigrant truck drivers not showing up for it this morning. They've all seen this. They've watched him led away, and they're like, to heck with this. I can't do this. It's too dangerous. They're coming for me, and we are. So, you know, I know this is crazy for all of these trucking companies. You know what they could do? If the trucks aren't moving this morning, some of their staff, their illegal immigrant staff didn't show up, you know what a good idea would be? Get an American truck driver. Yeah, crazy, right? Get an American truck. This, we've done this for decades. And then give them the job and let them drive. I know that you'd have to pay taxes on them and you couldn't participate in your tax evasion scheme, your felonious tax evasion scheme. But hey, you know, maybe we could go back to following laws in America and people won't have to die on the highway.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, folks, so here's what's going on. The left is weaponizing their sheeple, not telling them the one critical detail about the Bolton raid, which is being reported as Bolton did nothing wrong. Trump just doesn't like him for criticizing him. That's why Trump's going after Adam Schiff. Trump is a dictator. What actually happened, New York Post managed to break it over the weekend. Honest FBI agents, and I'm thrilled that there are still some, opened a criminal investigation into John Bolton, who really is an oligarch. You know, we talk about Russia having oligarchs. John Bolton is an oligarch of the only royalty America really has, which is Democrat royalty and deep state royalty. He's deep state royalty. No law is ever supposed to apply to these people. And look, he must have been pretty convinced of that when he was stealing highly sensitive classified material and emailing it out to his wife and daughter over a private server. Let's ask ourselves a question. We're smart people. Do you think he wanted his little girl to have the classified info? Do you think that? Do you think, hey, honey, this is really cool. I read this at work today. I thought I'd forward it to... No. He was passing it to himself using their emails. Why would you do that? You want to make it look, you want to hide the fact that you are stealing classified information by making it look to any observer who might go through your government email account or even your private one that, oh, I'm just emailing my little girl. I'm just emailing my wife. It's just an email to my wife. Here, don't look inside. Don't look at the contents. You'll notice it's national security information. Nobody sends classified data to their wife and daughter. This is not him just wanting them to know what's going on in America, committing a felony each time. He wanted this for some reason. He was exfiltrating it. He was stealing it. That is an incredibly serious national security crime. Well, why didn't we hear about this? Well, there was a criminal investigation opened by honest FBI agents. When it filtered up to the top, it was shut down. So they were telling the New York Post this weekend, we were shocked it was shut down. I mean, this was mass criminality by Bolton. So we've just revised it. We've revived it quickly. You know what's really interesting about this article? There's a pattern here. There's a pattern here. And what's described inside of it is how Kash Patel, and I'm telling you, they don't have full control over the FBI at this point. They still don't. And what Kash Patel is relying on to run the place are essentially the equivalent of whistleblowers who come to him and say, hey, listen, this is what, these are the crimes that your predecessors were committing. We saw it. We're not afraid now. Here's where you need to look. And it's described this way again in this article. So what makes it so fascinating. The case, talking about Bolton and his criminality, described as airtight by some investigators, was so buried, hidden, that Director Kash Patel did not find out about it until about a month after his February confirmation, when he asked agents for a briefing on sensitive cases. Let me translate what he's saying. He's one who maybe doesn't have full control over the agency, but he relies on these people to come and tell him what has been going on, whisper in his ear. There are, I guarantee you, factions still hiding this criminality. That's why he didn't hear about it right away. This is, folks, this is hand-to-hand combat. literally to get your hands on the criminality and combat it. What's so dangerous is sheeple watching mainstream media have no idea this guy committed crimes like this, or that they say it's an airtight case. Now, what is going on? The reason they raided Bolton first is because they're going to flip him. He's their entry point. They're going to flip him on Comey, Brennan, maybe even Obama and Hillary. I don't know how far they're going to go with this thing. They're going to flip him. Now, why flip Bolton? Well, that wouldn't have made sense to me either until we found out what was in the burn bags buried behind three locked doors at the FBI, where a whistleblower had to come to Cash Patel and go, hey, listen, we've got a, they had the Democrat leadership, the criminal leadership of the FBI, they had their own burn room. This is a separate secret burn room from the main one where they burn classified data. So Patel finds out about it, goes in the burn room. What do we find out? Something shocking. That John Bolton was walking around with a piece of highly classified documentation documenting the crimes of John Brennan, James Comey, and the deep state, and most particularly Hillary Clinton, in setting up the Russia collusion hoax. He had this classified document. Nobody knows how he got it. He worked for Trump at the time as his national security advisor. He should have gone to Trump and said, listen, here are the classified documents. Here are the crimes Hillary's campaign has committed to fake the Russia collusion hoax, including hiring contractors to hack boards of election and falsify the internet data to make it look like Russia did it, but it was really Hillary. Here are all the crimes they've committed, lying to the FISA court. It's all right here in this classified document called the Durham Annex. John Bolton didn't do that. For starters, he shouldn't have even been walking around with it. I'm wondering what kind of charges there'll be from that. He takes the data, he takes the classified documents, and he hides them in a safe at the National Security Council. Again, you're not allowed to walk around with this stuff. You're only supposed to be able to view it in the skiff. He shouldn't have even had it. It was illegal for him to have this stuff. And that's not the only stuff he had. He had other data he's emailing out to his daughter and his wife, classified data. You know what I wonder? I don't know this. I'm going to say that up front. This is me speculating. Why would you send yourself classified? No. Why would you send your little girl classified data? Why would you send your wife? Again, to hide the fact you're doing it. So it would look like a honey-do list you're sending. Hey, could you pick this up at the grocery store? Why would you hide that? What would you do with that classified data? The only one thing comes to mind with me that makes any sense to take that kind of risk. You're selling it. You're selling it, or you're passing it on to our enemies. We'll find out. But the reason they want Bolton is because they're going to flip him. And the reason they now know they can flip him is because he had it all. He was walking around with the classified data documenting the crimes of Comey, of Brennan, of Hillary, of Rod Rosenstein. He had a front row seat. He is the perfect guy to testify against the others. They're going to try to flip him. If he won't flip on them, it could limit your lifespan. If he won't flip on them, then they'll just put him in prison for the classified data. He's cooked. And that's not just my supposition. Matt Taibbi is hearing the same thing. Investigative reporter. He was talking about it on Newsmax over the weekend.
And this comes on the heels of a number of disclosures about other officials too this week, including James Comey and Adam Schiff and some other people on the Hill. So it's part of a larger sweep of people who are suspected of leaking during the Russian period.
This raid with Bolton, Taibbi is hearing from his sources on the Hill, first of many.
That we will see more raids like this one on Mr. Bolton in the weeks and months to come.
That's what I've been led to believe. And I think the reason that you're seeing Bolton first in line, even though he may not be the primary target of these investigations, is that there's a statute of limitations issue.
There's that too. And they're going to flip him. But Taibbi saying, now I'm hearing that this is just the first raid. It's going to be raid after raid after raid after raid. It's starting, folks. Just the fact that a deep state oligarch, royalty, American royalty, criminal royalty, that's what an oligarch is. It's a criminal who becomes powerful within the government, like in Russia. Just the fact that a deep state oligarch could have his home breached. It's a milestone, folks. It's a milestone, a good one. Yeah. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was the anniversary of a very famous news story, first ever in American history. Trump's mugshot. That image, which I retweeted yesterday, was taken exactly 2 years ago to the day yesterday. It was in Fulton County that he got his first mugshot. Wouldn't be his only one. He's got it framed now, by the way, at the White House. Good for him. By the time Trump was done across 5 lawfare cases, he was facing, let's never forget this, 700 years in prison. But I want to focus on the classified documents case this morning, where he was facing 40 years in prison. He was supposed to be in court on election day for that one. Bad look to be in court being tried criminally on election day. Democrats had it all worked out. FBI screwed up, though. They tampered with the evidence, lied to the judge under oath, said it hadn't been tampered with. One of the attorneys caught them. They spent the rest of the summer trying to explain the crimes they had committed to frame Trump to the judge. A lot of people don't know that. I followed it. We covered it closely. It was a miracle that attorney spotted it. By the way, it wasn't even one of Trump's attorneys. It was his co-defendant's attorney figured it out. The FBI had scrambled the evidence, the order of it, to make it look like Trump had stolen classified documents when he hadn't. Do you even know that? Well, what's so remarkable about that is that what we've learned in the last 2 weeks, including with Bolton, is that James Comey stole classified documents and released them. Adam Schiff stole classified documents, Democrat leader Adam Schiff, head of the Intel Committee, and released them. Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, stole classified documents and released them. That's another felony right there. Hillary Clinton stole whole thumb drives of classified documents. We don't know what she did with them. I have a few theories. Should I keep going? And what happened to all those people? The Department of Justice, the United States of America went, shut it down. Just go ahead and make it go away. Shut down the criminal investigations that honest FBI agents had opened into every one of those, including John Bolton, who had an active investigation for stealing classified data and sending it to his daughter and wife, which has, by the way, nothing to do with his book. He and Trump had a beef over a non-disclosure agreement. They're still fighting over it, whatever. That's not what this is about. This is about the theft of and dissemination of classified data. All those people did it, and the DOJ went, no big deal. Joe Biden stole classified documents for 4 decades. DOJ said, well, he's such a nice old senile man. No jury would ever convict him, and they dropped the case. And then all those people turned on Trump and raided Mar-a-Lago over what? Classified documents. And the irony is he was the only one with the right to have them because he was the president. He could declassify them. But they used a novel legal theory saying, well, if he didn't write himself a memo that he was declassifying them, then did it ever happen in his head? We don't know. We'll just raid Mar-a-Lago. They raided him to cover up their crimes. Every one of these people had stolen and or released classified documents. Do you understand, like, the mind-numbing wow of that? And now, tables turn. Trump's coming after them. They thought he'd be in prison for the rest of his life. Boy, did they screw up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.